Now, this is extremely interesting and somewhat convoluted. It isn't a covers band, but it's a band who are paying homage, but they're not really, but in a way they are. It's a new band called Killer Star. Now, that's similar to a song by David Bowie. And this band, who have Rob Fleming, James Sedge, M. Greiner, Tim Lefebvre, have brought in, or approached, or convinced, I don't know, but it's fantastic they've done this, band members who have played with David Bowie. Specifically, Gail Ann Dorsey, whose first album, Corporate World, cannot find anywhere for love nor money. I have a vinyl copy of it, and I'm keeping it. And then Earl Slick on some guitars, and Mike Garson on piano. And although it isn't a covers band, or really an homage in a way, it does sound a bit like Bowie. However, when you're saying that, which Bowie are you talking about? Because there are loads of them, aren't there? This Bowie sounds like the kind of Bowie that was around when he was doing Hours. So, I suppose, late 90s, 99, isn't it, I think? It's 97, one of the two. And it's got that sort of almost filmic feeling, as if it's not really going to go anywhere, but it is going somewhere really interesting, feel to it. Now, I've read one review that said, oh, this is warmed over. And I've read other reviews that have said, this is pretty good. No one said it's absolutely marvellous, although there are some on their website, there are some reviews that say how marvellous it is. I think it's pretty good. And I think that's partially because of the way it's written, the way it's produced, the way it's produced, and the way it's played, of course. So everyone gets to do what they need to do, and particularly Mike Garson. So first track should have known better. It's not, and it should have known better. It's not that one, thank goodness. It's kind of easy disco. And you've got the repeated lyric, which becomes a bit of a mantra, really, but with Garson piano trills. When the music clears out and we get less of it, we have a bit of groove. Nice sharp power chords, piano is up top there. It hangs around for a jam. Quite a lot of these tracks do. They hang around with nothing better to do than to just play. And sometimes they hit a nice groove, and sometimes you think, is that the time? I better be going. So Everyone Loves a Hero has those kind of, Garson trills. I mean, beautiful work. I mean, the production on the piano makes it sound really bright, and you can hear it all. It's beautifully done, but it's beautifully played as well, and chosen. It's got that Earl Slick guitar with it. It's an easy guitar. It does seem a little faceless until the chorus then says, hang on, we should play a bit of glam, shouldn't we? There is a bit too much atmosphere here, but when they're glamming it up, great. Got Me All Wrong, another glam stomper. Bright, simple, nice rising Garson piano, love it. And there's a bit of a skittish beat in with a bass, just anchoring it, and some sharp stabs of guitar. They could cut you, they might draw blood, I'd be careful. With a floating middle, but the thing is, this track, Go, Hold On Tight, open brackets, Hold On Tight, close brackets, has earned that. It's earned the right to float around a bit. And I do think that the songs need to earn the right to do that. Too Late is simple, usual, sharp pop rock. There's nothing wrong with that. It does sound usual, there's a lot of it about, but it's done really well. Later on, it's just a little bit of too much. It's a little bit of over-enjoyment, and it's a bit of a mess, I think. But then Falling Through is sweet indie pop with a little bit of a sax, which sounds like late 80s pop. You know when the kind of soul came back, and then we had neo-soul in the early 90s, of course. But in the late 80s, you had a bit of that sax pop feel. There's a floaty jam later on, but they've earned the right to do it. Not that they need, I'm not saying they need to earn a right, but I'm saying that songs sometimes need to do that. So it's not all great, but I'll tell you what it is, really interesting. and the performances are great. Gerland Dorsey's bass and Mike Garson's piano in particular. I'm not a massive fan of some of the vocals here, which are from M. Griner. I'm not entirely delighted with those. More of a kind of narrative telling and a bit of atmos. And that's not always for, but I'm not saying they're bad. It's just not always for me, you know. It's great. It's great to hear all these people together. It's not always great in the songwriting, but you know, really nice, really, really nice. Now, you know, they've said that they're the kind of combination or the bridge between earthy rock and roll and the glamour of the nightclub scene, you know, twinkling lights and all that. They could be right, but it sounds a bit more filmic for me. And it does sound like great performances, and you can't help but think that when you know who's there and they really want to showcase those, and they should. Sounds like it's had a lot of money thrown at it. Not thrown at it, that's wrong, spent on it, because the results are great. And I think they'll really grow on me. At the moment, I'm not sold. But I think we, cha-ching, can ring up that sale with a few spins. And that is all to the good. And remember, all of the eras of Bowie were good. And you know what? Those people who said, it's so sad that he died, which it was, of course. And, oh, he lost such an icon, and I always loved him. They were the same people who, when Bowie, after he released Never Let Me Down, which is my favourite Bowie album, so you can see what kind of fan I am, can't you? Were saying he's going on a greatest hits tour. And you can ring in, and he'll play the songs that you ring in. Let's all ring in and do and ask for the Laughing Gnome, then he'll have to play it. There was that going on. Lest we forget, the music press were all over him at that time. And you have to keep the faith, don't you? Because there's always something great to like. And this album is testament to his legacy and to a love of music and to a love of his music. Because it still sounds great, even when it's not his music, even when it's influenced by his music. I think I'm going to love it. Just not quite yet. Ta-ta.